Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the third parak of Maseches Krisos, and we are up to Parak Gimel, Mishnah Hei. Yesh ba bia achas v'chayev aleha sheish chataos. Sometimes a person can do one act of bia, and he's going to be chayev six karbonos chatos for it. Haba al bito, someone who sleeps with his daughter, chayev aleha mishum bito. He's chayev because it's his daughter. Ve'achoso, and it's also his sister. Ve'eshes achiv, and it's also his brother's wife. Ve'eshes achiyaviv, and it's also his father's brother's wife. Ve'eshes ish, and she's also a married woman. Vinida, and she's also a Nida. How does a person pull that off? So the case is that, let's say, this guy had slept with his own mother, and they had a daughter, and the daughter is his daughter, right? And it's also his sister, because they share the same mother. So now figure out the math. then all of these things could be true about this woman. Va'ba al basbito, someone who sleeps with his daughter's daughter, because it's his granddaughter, Vikaloso, and his granddaughter might also be his daughter-in-law, Va'achosishto, and also might be his wife's sister, Ve'eshesachiv, and also might be his brother's wife, Ve'eshesachiyaviv, and also might be his father's brother's wife, Ve'eshesish, plus she's a married woman, Vinida, and she is a Nida as well. So the case is, you have two men who are not related to each other, and they both had daughters. Each one married the other one's daughter, and they had a daughter together, and that daughter is the original guy's granddaughter, so then it all works out. That's enough information to figure out how it all works out. We're not going to go through all the math right now, but imagine that this is possible. Rabbi Yossi Omer, im avar hazaken vin nasa'a, if the great grandfather married her, chayev la mishum eshes av, then the grandfather is going to be chayev for eshes av, for his father's wife as well. V'chein haba al bas ishto, v'al bas ishto, and it's a man could also sleep with his wife's daughter and his wife's daughter's daughter, meaning as opposed to being his own daughter and his own daughter's daughter, it could be his wife's daughter and his wife's daughter's daughter, and that would be the same thing. Mishnah Vav, haba al chamoso, another weird case where you could do many, many korbanos, many, many yisurim all at one time, all by violating the single isuribia. Haba al chamoso, someone who sleeps with his mother-in-law, chayv ala mishum chamoso. It could be that she's his mother-in-law, v'kaloso, and also his daughter-in-law, v'achos ishto, and also his wife's sister, v'eshes achiv, and also his brother's wife, v'eshes achiyaviv, and his father's brother's wife, v'eshes ish, and she's a married woman, v'nida, and she's a nida. Eshes ish and nida are the easy ones, right? Meaning that could apply to any case. V'chein haba al im chamoso v'al im chamav. And the same thing could be when he sleeps with his mother-in-law's mother or his father-in-law's mother. So the way they explain this case is that you have a guy who had a relationship with his own daughter. So the way the Bartanur explains it, we give him an evil name, right? Yishmael slept with his own daughter Basmas, and they had a daughter Yehudis, and Basmas is therefore the mother of Yehudis and the sister of Yehudis, because Yishmael is the father of both of them. Yehudis marries a guy, Ruvain, which makes Basmas, her mother and sister, Asr to Ruvain, because it's his mother-in-law and his wife's sister. Now, Basmas marries Ruvain's son, Chanoch, and that son of Ruvain is from another marriage, not from Basmas, so therefore she becomes Asr to Ruvain, because she's now Ruvain's daughter-in-law. Chanoch dies, or they get divorced, and Basmas marries Ruvain's brother, Shimon, which makes her Asr to Ruvain as his brother's wife. Shimon dies, and Basmas marries Ruvain's father's brother, Esav, and therefore becomes Asr to Ruvain as a father's brother's wife. So when she was a married woman, and she also became a Nida, so therefore Ruvain slept with her, and he's chayev for all of these things. So that's how you can have that case. Another case, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Omer, haba al chamoso, someone sleeps with his own mother-in-law, chayev ala mishum chamoso, is chayev for his mother-in-law, ve'imchamoso, and also his mother-in-law's mother, ve'imchamav, and his father-in-law's mother. Amrlo, shlashan shemechadim. They said, no, that's all the same avera. That's all an in-law. An in-law is all the same avera. Okay, so to review what we learned today without all of the detail. So in Mishnah Hey, we said sometimes you could be chayiv, you could do one bia, and you could be chayiv six different korbanos chatas for your daughter, and for your sister, and your brother's wife, and your father's brother's wife, and the neshes ishan. And then we gave a second case, someone who's boel his daughter and his chayv for not only his daughter, but also for a granddaughter, and for a daughter-in-law, and for his wife's sister, and for his brother's wife, and for his father's brother's wife, and she's nishis, and she's a nida. Then in Mishnah Vav, we gave a third case. He's boel his mother-in-law, and he's chayv for mother-in-law, daughter-in-law, wife's sister, brother's wife, father's brother's wife, Eishas Ish, Nida. And then Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said, a fourth case, someone who's boel his mother-in-law, who is his mother-in-law, his mother-in-law's mother, and his father-in-law's mother. And the Chum said, come on, that's not different Isurim. That's all in-law Isurim, so that's all the same. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Paragimel, Mishnah Zayin.